Hey there, this is Sean.
Frank Jag here from Sensibly Be Cynical. Today we're going to talk about some important life information.
Sounds good, man. So Frank, what's on your mind?
You know, so anyone that knows me knows I love economics. And so today we're going to talk about an important type of economical, fiscal responsibility. Fiscal responsibility, and I want to just look at the differences between going to the strip club and dating. The pros and cons of both.
Wait. There's pros with going to a strip club?
There's pros. There's lots of pros.
What? Blue balls? That's all you get?
It depends on the game. And that doesn't even matter. That doesn't matter. Just the pros and cons of dating. So, how much did it cost you last time you went? How much did it cost you, Sean, the last time you went on a date?
Oh, man. Probably like 20 bucks.
Oh, the last time I went on a date, which I've been going on a lot of dates lately. And it cost me $46.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. What'd you do? Let's go to the details of the date. Let's set this up. So what was the date? Where'd you go?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
The details do not matter.
Fine.
So anyway, I was thinking about it while on this date. Because I have a very short attention span. And so I was thinking about it. And I was thinking, you know, last time I went to a strip club, the generic private dance where they grind on you topless is $40.
Yeah.
So, for this talking event, where you talk to someone and get to know someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get to not always see their titties, mm-hmm. Cost you $40. But you go to strip club, and for $40, you get a lot more for your money. Now, right. And you don't go to strip club as often as you go on dates, right? So, it actually is technically cheaper. So, let's first look at the business model of strip clubs. Now, you see this a lot in the North, where they're employees of strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Where the strippers are employees of strip clubs, and the strip clubs do what they do. Now, in the South, you see a lot of is that they're private contractors, actually. And so what they do is they have to actually pay the strip club for stage time.
Right.
Now that helps you a lot of ways.
Do they get benefits with this?
No, they work off just straight tips. And, you know, the club gets half, you know, the profits from the
right.
Private dances. Now, the benefit to them being contractors is you're less liable when they're giving people handies in the back room. But, you know...
You're not supposed to.
You're a freaking altar boy. Anyway. So, anyway. If you look at New Orleans is a lot of times when you go to the strip clubs there, a lot of times they don't show up because a lot of them have pimps. Because what a lot of these strippers do is they use strip clubs as
facilitators, not pimps, facilitators.
They use them as direct marketing for their hooker side business. And I think that's probably kind of like car mechanics. You know, they work on cars during the day and then they go do side jobs where they help cars. That's pretty much what these strippers are doing. They do, you know, they work, you know, as strippers. And I guess, well, I don't know what you do when you get naked for clothes. I guess you create blue balls and then you go leave the blue balls on the side. I don't know. But now again,
they freeze off and you lose them.
But regardless. Obviously, if I'm not here saying do stuff like that, I'm just talking about the straight strip club, you know, naked girls grinding on you as opposed to dating.
Mm-hmm.
Now dating, let's look at the background of girls. You know, when you date girls, you know, it costs you money. A lot of times.
Yeah, if you do it right, you know, but if you do it right, Frank, sometimes the girl pays on the second date.
You know, I gotta tell you, that's
what
I love.
You don't agree with that?
That's what I love. See, a few years ago, the guy always paid, guys killing their accounts. And but nowadays, since this whole feminist and women pride thing, I love it because girls offer to pay now. Like you buy dinner, they buy something else. It's amazing. It's really mind-boggling. And it really, really hurts on the cost. And you concentrate more on whether you actually like the girl or instead of whether this whole dating thing is making you broke.
And sometimes you get a little, you get to finish in the back of a strip club. Not that I would have any experience with that, but I've heard stories. I've also heard stories about, you know, there'd be illegal drugs going on in the back room.
Listen, Sean, I don't know anything about that stuff.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm saying it's possible.
I'm saying you got to think about the environment of this stuff. Are you looking for something, like, serious with, like, a girl? That's the environment has something to do with it, Frank.
A lot of it does.
Where you're at with your life. Are you you know, older guy looking to settle down, or are you a young guy? I mean, you got to think about the age of this, too.
See, the thing, though, like, the thing about it is...
We have a very broad audience.
It all has to do with the personality of the person. Mm-hmm. If you want emotional connection, the strip club is not for you. Because all you're going to do is get, for a cheap price, naked women. That's what you're going to get. But so if that's what you're trying to get with a girl, you're going to spend a lot more money to get to that point than you would, obviously, with a strip club.
No, I agree.
But if you don't want to keep emotions into it, it's actually probably cheaper to go to the strip club than actually they go. No, I mean, if you want to have a
good time, though. Like, if you're, you know, you get some ones and...
Right, you can know. Do that as a get in the catwalk. And now, I'm not saying that you can't score with a girl, obviously, at the club. You can go to the club and there's a extremely large amount of girls that are just like, they want to be humped and dumped. It's kind of weird. But there's cheaper ways to go about it, obviously.
Yeah.
But dating is an interesting... It depends where you are in your life. Because if you look at the whole thing of dating, you know, the strip club is always... Even in a lot of married men's lives and people that are have girlfriends, strip clubs do not get... strip clubs are not out of the picture. And a lot of women say this, you know, so-and-so is good enough to get a girl. Why do they go to strip clubs? Well, the thing about which strip clubs have a great, and you know, a lot of people, you hear the saying, you know, girls are nothing but trouble. If I want one, I'll buy one. I don't condone that, obviously, but, you know, where do strip clubs obviously have a place in these people's minds.
Well, yeah.
So where does that come from, Sean?
It comes from,
because the thing is, a stripper, when you go to strip club, you pay her. She'll tell you, you're the best-looking guy in the world.
Yeah, but Frank, you seem a little too passionate about this subject. I mean, you need to take a sip of your beer and relax.
I'm just saying, economically, you know, girls, strippers are good for guys' confidence. They tell you they're the greatest guy in the world. Give them another dollar, they tell you whatever you want to hear. Now pass it on to your significant other,
right,
who wakes up next to you and tells you everything negative you ever did in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you farted, every time you burped, every time you went to the doctors and you got your cholesterol was high, you know, they nag you. And that's where strip club, a lot of people that are avid strip club goers will say, you know, why do they go avidly to strip clubs? And that is because they don't have to wake up to the girl next in the morning and get chewed out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the strip club business will never die. Because even if people are in relationships, it's an escape from the nagging. It's an escape from the nagging, the constant.
You gotta understand, people that go on porn and they're in relationships, Frank. They don't have to go to an establishment to, you know, they can use their mobile device.
Right, but it's a different platform. It's a different platform. You can do that. Now you can go to strip club and look at girls on the stage, right?
Yeah, of course. There's the physical appearance because,
and it's the same as watching porn.
I heard today there was actually a story. Funny that we're actually talking about this subject, Frank. I actually heard a story about on the radio about a young woman who I think was on the radio. It was either that or, you know, I heard it somewhere. But a young woman who's actually being a stripper just to provide for her family. You know, a lot of them do it for support for their kids, their single moms. You know, so that you gotta understand the woman's point of view too. If they have to do a little extra, then you know they'll provide that. But like you were saying earlier, some of these women are very educated and they're doing this. They're stripping as a means of, you know, some of them have degrees and they're just doing it as a means to survive because they need this right away. And you know, $10 an hour isn't going to pay a medical expense for your kid. $100 a night at a you know club downtown is, you know, so you gotta understand the experience you're getting too.
So
you agree?
I do agree. And the thing about why these girls can make so much more money taking their clothes off is because if you look at it, for whatever reason, you have a lot of people that can't afford to put food on their table. Their families are starving. But you know what they will always find
That's
money
my
for?
Point. I just made
they will
that.
Always find money for alcohol, drugs, and pornography. They will always smut if you want.
I'm agreeing. I'm just saying.
It's sad. It's sad. But that's why these girls do it, because there's money. You know,
it all goes back to healthcare and, you know.
I heard strip clubs have great healthcare programs.
No. They're contracted, like you said.
Right. So they don't have healthcare.
Right. They use Obamacare. And, you know. So, anyways.
And tips, you don't always have to, you know, some people don't always pay taxes on them. But.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Actually. And so less taxable income leads you to a cheaper Obamacare because it's income-based.
Leads to the finance
aspect. So you're actually probably getting Medicaid. If you work on tips that you don't have to report, you're probably getting actually Medicaid.
There you go.
So actually, you're getting free insurance.
And plus there's food stamps available and...
But again, it's amazing because, you know, if you look at most strippers, it is a business to them. They're hustlers. They have lots of terms. They have lots of terms. For instance, draining a guy. God played a cruel trick on humanity when he made human males. Because
Adam and Eve. Eve was there too.
Yeah, but when he made males, he really screwed it up because when a male gets excited, all the blood rushes to their member.
Yeah.
And out of their brain. So the two don't always ever work together.
Yeah, and the women can just go and go and go and go.
So there's this term called draining, which strippers do. When guys are
draining.
Yes, and it's...
Do tell. Let me hear this.
So it's the act in which strippers, what they do is, it's amazing, and what they do is they get guys hooked, and they give them a little bit more, and then they stop. It's like a cliffhanger in a movie. They give you a little bit more, and they want more, and the guy wants more. So he goes, he empties his account, and they drain your account.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very interesting tactic. You know, a lot of these strippers are lesbians. They don't even like guys. They don't even like guys.
No, you're
right. It's all business. But it really all comes down to what you want. You know, I mean, if you want an actual relationship with someone, the strip club obviously is not for you because you will never get that emotional connection. If you do not want an emotional connection with someone, a strip club is actually a lot cheaper way to dating. Now, don't get that twisted. Obviously, you can go to the club.
Let's not go on here and suggest someone to go to a strip club instead of, like, if they have an opportunity with a woman. What do they want them to do, Frank? Say, oh, no, I'm not going to date you because I'd rather go to a strip club and get my pleasure there. It's like, do you think people should reject a woman because the strip club is available? I mean, you got to think about what you're saying here.
I'm not suggesting that. What I'm suggesting is it's all about where you are in your life. They also say that old bar stools are for fools. And that's the point. The point of the matter is, if you don't want a connection, you know, strip club is a great place to hang out.
I just think it's a cheap alternative if
you use your head, obviously.
I just think the emotional stability of a relationship is underrated. Like, you don't get emotional stability at a strip club. You get an hour of a good time.
You can get that at a club when you pick up a whore for a lot cheaper.
No, what I'm saying is a relationship, you get all the time. You can get a text the next day. You can't get a text the next day from a stripper unless you try to wifey one, which I have not attempted. But anyways, continue on.
I never understood it. I've had a lot of friends tell me over the years that they've found the stripper they're in love with.
No, I've tried. And you were there.
I'm trying to erase that from my memory. It was a sad moment in everybody's life.
Yeah, it was at Babes, you know. Anyways.
I was embarrassed in front of God.
No. You know, she was interested, I thought, and apparently she wasn't. So
that's what they do. That's how they drain men. Weren't you just listening? That's how they drain men. They want you to think that. It's all a business.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you don't want the emotional attention, a strip club's a very valuable option. If you do want the emotional attention, obviously, you have to go the more expensive route of a relationship. Now, you have to be careful in both situations. Obviously, you want to keep your head on and not do anything illegal with a stripper. Mm-hmm. And you want to keep it legal and not get crazy. And that, because if you do, not only do you open yourself up into legal situations, you open yourself up to disease. Now, on the dating side, you also have to look at...
Well, people spend a lot more money, I think, in a short time with a strip club. Some people can drop like $200-$300, Frank. A fancy dinner at like Olive Garden is like 50, 60 tops. And that's if you go like two glasses of wine. I mean, my buddy, every time I had my best friend, it's not you, Frank. But anyways, my best friend, even though he works $10 at Publix, he won't. Well, he may not or may not listen to this, so I don't think he'll care. But his name's Carlos, and he won't know. He spends like I see him at the ATM like an hour in, and I'm like, oh man, here he goes again. And it's just some people spend, you know, quite a bit of money. He won't be mad at me for saying that. He knows he spends.
Some people do spend a lot of
money. So I'm just saying.
But sometimes you have to use your head when you do something.
Not literal.
No, literally. You literally have to use your head. You have to use your brain and think, hey,
I'm
spending $300
in the strip club. I thought you were talking about the other head.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The one on your shoulders, for God's sakes. So anyway, but you have to use your head in both situations. Obviously, like I said, you don't want to do anything illegal because you don't want to catch an STD or find yourself in jail. In addition to that, though, you have to do the same thing.
We at Sin Sleep Cynical do not promote jail time. Right, Frank?
I think most people don't promote that. Anyway, continuing, you have to do the same thing when dating. You have to, obviously, be careful to use protection, not get STDs. At the same time, you have to be conscious of women out there who just want a free meal. Because there's a lot of women out there that just want a happy meal.
No? You didn't think that was funny? I thought it was. All right, keep going.
A happy meal.
Get it? A toy? Happy meal?
What kind of places do you bring girls?
No, I'm just
you
saying.
You bring girls to
sometimes
McDonald's,
there's
for
toys
God's
involved
sakes?
At a strip club. You know?
Toys involved in a strip club?
Yeah. You don't think girls bring stuff in their purses that they conveniently leave? They bring purses in, right, when they go to a strip club for a performance. You don't think women carry stuff?
They do. A lot of them don't do it sober.
Okay, well, I'm saying there's toys that happen. Hence the joke.
I get that.
Okay.
I was talking about dating.
No, what I'm saying is, you know, the fact of the matter is, you just got to be careful, people.
You got to be careful about who you surround yourself with. And you got to, you know, a lot of it is about reading, you know. When you go to strip clubs, I'll tell you the best way not to get played. This is a secret that everyone should know. Do freaking not drink. If you drink at a strip club, well, you become the stripper's best friend.
See, that's the gimmick,
friend.
Too, is they'll give you, like, I've been to a strip club where they give you, like, they give you a cheap shot. They give you, like, a free shot to get you going. That's how they get you buzzed, is they'll get you hooked by a free shot. You
do
know?
Not drink.
So you gotta understand that some of these strip clubs will try to get you to get drunk on purpose. So you got to watch out for that, because that's when the money starts flowing. That's when you make bad decisions. So
when you
suggest,
drink at strip clubs, staying sober at strip clubs is the difference between a $20 night, a $40 night, or a few $100 nights.
Sometimes I try to
do not drink when you go to a strip
club. I try to, I've done this before, Frank, where I've actually left my credit card out. Like I'd pull money out. It's actually a good strategy. You pull out the actually amount of cash that you want to use, right? Say I'm going to use $80, and you just leave your credit card like at home or something. That way you can't, if you want to go to the ATM, you can't because you don't have your card with you. But you have $80.
Right.
So once you're done, you're done.
Right.
And no one's really going to help you. So I've done that. Where you don't bring anything but the cash you're going to use.
And that's a great tactic. That's a great tactic because you can't stupid yourself.
Yeah. It's like, well, I'm drunk and I want to get nervous. It's like, well, I can't. I don't have my card. Mm-hmm. Shit. And no one's really going to help you unless your friend, you know, feels bad.
Right.
But, you know. Or the, you know.
And then you have someone you have to pay back for.
Who knows?
About 15,
oh, that reminds
5
me.
Minutes of
never mind, I'm not going to tell that. I'm not going to tell that story.
But I'm saying, you know, you have situations, you know, where, so it's a situation, you know, if you're, obviously you can find a girl to club for cheap, and mm-hmm. blah, 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 and, you know, that solves all your problems. But I'm saying, strippers, there's no talking involved, it's money, you see boobies, and you move on.
Wax on, wax off.
Only you.
Or Mr. Clean.
Or Mr. Clean, I guess.
Yeah. Well,
or you can, like I said, uh-huh. you can go on the relationship standard, and obviously sometimes if you find an actual respectable girl, it'll take you forever and be a lot more expensive, obviously, than the strip club option. But like I said, obviously this is the cheapest option of finding someone at a club. But you do run risks, and you actually have to talk to them. But
let's get to the sensible and cynical thoughts. For
okay,
episode,
and
Frank.
But or you could do Sean.
What do me?
And
I mean,
and like Sean mentioned earlier.
Sean mentioned earlier,
and try to wife a stripper.
Hold on, I'll say
that's an ultimate fail.
I'll say it right here. I've been wanting to do this right now.
Oh goodness!
I'm on I'm on eHarmony, but yeah, if you're between 26, or excuse me, 24 and 36, and you're in Pensacola, Florida, send me a DM on Twitter, Frank. You know what I'm saying? And I'll see what happens. But I'm on eHarmony. What do you think about that? What do you think about me going on online dating? Think that's a good thing?
It's a thing. But the thing about online dating is weird. Online dating is weird.
What, you don't have any response to what I just did there?
I know I did, and I'm pretty sure I'm crying, and so is Jesus.
I'm just saying people want to send me a DM. They're more than welcome to.
I know. And I'm like I said, I'm crying
slide in my
inside,
DM.
And I'm pretty sure Jesus is crying. That seemed a little pathetic.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
But I'm pretty sure God's crying after watching that.
No, or listening, you mean?
No, watching.
Yeah, he's right here. Wait, he's always looking down.
He's always looking down.
I think we need to end this.
All right, you want to end this?
End this show. Right.
So let's talk about sensible. I have a sensible thought here. And, you know, it's about strip clubs and, you know, dating. And they both have their pros and cons. They obviously both have their pros and cons. As opposed to obviously picking someone up at a nightclub. All three options have their pros and cons. However, which option you use is always about where you are in your life. And so one option might be better for you. Doesn't mean it's the wrong option. It's just about your personal growth as a human being and where you go as a person. And I think just because you choose a different option than someone else doesn't make you wrong. It just means you're playing the game of life differently. And with that, I'd say, you know, think about every action before you do it. Thank you.
I'm going to go cynical. I think that I've always disliked this, you know, philosophy from people that say going to a strip club is a waste of money. I disagree. I think that it's just like if you go to a game with a friend or, you know, if you go see a concert or, you know, let's see, even the opera. It's an experience. True, it's maybe a little more expensive, but let's say you get a game that's on like the lower level and it's near the sideline, not comparing a strip club to like a playoff game, but it's a similar thing. Like you know, you get the experience with your buddy, and it gets bad a reputation, and you know, and like you said, you support women that are trying to make it. And men too. Let's just not make it just a straight. Let's just not talk about straight strippers. There's, you know, gay strip clubs. But I'm just saying though.
It was weird.
Frank, I'm just saying I don't like the reputation it gets. I'm not saying it's the smartest thing to do with your money when you're not making that much. But I feel like it gets a bad rap, you know. And that's just what I think about it. And I respect people that are strippers, and you know they got to do what they got to do to survive. So. With that, this concludes this episode of Sensibly Cynical. Thanks for listening to that hot garbage, and hopefully you'll be with us next time.
And shop intelligently for women.